And a happy Monday morning to you. Rick Derringer on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. A little rock and roll hoochie-coo to get things started. It's 9:09.
All right.
Hey, good morning.
Good Monday.
Good morning. Yeah, it's about 82 degrees out there.
That's
when
nice.
I was out there this morning, it didn't feel too bad.
No, not as bad as last week.
No.
I think that's what we have in store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think that's what's coming?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's just terrible. I'm ready for spring weather.
Well, that's
fall
not going to happen.
I'm ready for autumn weather.
I saw a picture on Facebook someplace in, I think, England, where it was a garbage truck had sunk into the asphalt because it was so hot.
Oh, yeah. They're experiencing some bad heat waves in the UK.
Mm.
Like, record-breaking heat waves.
It's hot.
Wow. It is hot out there.
Yeah.
And there are more extremes, just like that.
Yeah.
Just
did
like
you all have a
Brandon's
good weekend?
Talking. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything exciting?
I picked some figs.
That's good.
From my secret fig tree.
That's good.
That I'm not telling anywhere where it is.
Okay.
That's nobody knows.
Not a problem.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not usually out looking for figs, but, you know.
I'm not gonna take your figs. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
We got on our hands and knees and with toothbrushes and scrubbed tile grout yesterday and sealed it. How about that, huh?
That's fun.
Not really.
Did you tile what? A laundry room
no,
or a bathroom?
No, it's just tile that, you know, we've had the house for over a year now, and that's just something that's been on the list.
Okay.
I thought we should tackle that. So we did a small portion.
I can't share secrets on what I did this weekend. It's all hush-hush until next week.
It's part of his other gig as the part of the CIA.
He's working another job?
Yeah. Well, it's a secret job.
Well, congratulations, Producer Brandon.
Yeah.
Can't say too much.
You'll have to kill us.
He's taunting us, though.
Something's going on with him.
We'll get him later. Before we get to our guests this morning, you mentioned we were talking off air about hurricanes and that sort of thing. You have a clip from Jeff Huffman.
I do. They are keeping an eye on things in the Atlantic, the tropics over the weekend, Beryl.
I'm not really sure what you call it.
I've never heard anyone called
Burl?
Burl.
You're not from the Midwest.
Have you guys ever met a Burl?
I have.
You have?
I had an Uncle Burl.
Okay. Well,
I don't know that I remember him, but
it.
Yeah, I mean, Midwest, you know.
It's,
I'm sure it's short for something. And there was a guy in town. He was the crazy guy in town. And, you know, every town has like the town
crazy
idiot.
Guy, sure.
This was that guy, yeah.
Okay.
He was a little creepy, and his name was Burl.
Okay. Well, Burl doesn't seem to be doing anything too creepy. You know, it was a tropical wave, moved across the Antilles. It's around Puerto Rico today. There's some heavy rain there. But meanwhile, a little further north, we've got Tropical Storm Chris strengthening this morning off the coast of North Carolina. And meteorologist Jeff Huffman says neither system is really a direct concern to Florida, but it could... it could actually dry us out for a few days. Why don't we listen to his explanation? It's better than mine.
Here's Jeff Huffman.
By tomorrow, some drier air will work its way in from Georgia and Alabama on the backside of Chris. Much of North Florida will actually see rain chances go away for a few days. But that same counterclockwise motion will actually help to pull in deeper moisture from the Gulf of Mexico for much of Central and South Florida, with rain chances on the rise there starting tomorrow.
He's going to continue watching Burl. Sorry, I can't pronounce it correctly. Burl. And that could, because it could regenerate into a tropical storm near the Bahamas Thursday, but likely it's going to stay to our east. So
that's good.
Should be fine.
I like
everything.
That.
Should be fine here in the Gulf. And like I said, his forecast says that may dry us, that'll actually dry us out for the next couple of days.
Imagine that. We had a lot of rain.
I know. Probably enough rain.
Yeah, lots of rain.
For the moment.
Ready to invest in some lifeboats or something.
Yeah.
We have guests in the studio. We're going to be talking with Robert Barnes about Panama City Growing Strong. Been in the studio before, and we're going to take a quick break and come back and get with you guys. So read over your notes so you know what you're going to say.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
I know they're over there cramming.
They're on task.
That's
they're doing
does.
Their homework.
That's right. You're listening to The Mix on your local public radio station, the only one in HD, 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC with Aurora and Conqueror. It's 19 minutes after 9 o'clock, and let's get to our guests this morning. We're talking about Panama City Growing Strong. No stranger to our airwaves. We've had a Robert Barnes on before. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you brought
Thank
Teresa
you.
With you again.
Teresa Sheffield's with me. She's our Secretary Treasurer and Helper Extraordinaire.
Good morning.
Very good. What do you guys have going on now? What are you up to?
We've got a speaker coming who we feel is probably our most important speaker that we've hosted, Victor Dover from Coral Gables, Florida. Victor Dover is principal founder of Dover Cole & Partners. He is an urban planner and published author of a book called Street Design, The Secret of Great Cities and Towns. He is a internationally awarded and recognized urban planner and host of facilitating charrettes throughout the country and the world to establish citizen-driven codes for urban planning in local communities.
Will you explain urban planning to folks that aren't familiar with what this whole movement is about and why you guys think, or why do we need urban planning in Panama City?
Wow. Well, first off, let me qualify myself that I'm not an expert in urban planning, but urban planning is just simply the a thoughtful process of directing development to make places that people want to be. That is economically viable, resilient, and enhances the quality of life.
Mm-hmm. And you're thinking about all the different variables of development, not just that we would all love to have, say, an amusement park in St. Andrews, but we have to know if that's feasible. Like, you're thinking, do we have the roads to do that? And do we have the drainage to do that? And what would it take to make that happen? All those little variables that make it possible, even if people might want it, it may or may not be feasible.
Certainly, by my understanding, that's what urban planning is all about. But we've brought these speakers into our community to teach us and answer the question that you're asking, and hopefully Victor Dover will be the impetus to really direct the city leaders to support and promote the process to establish planning goals for the future and what Panama City is going to look like for decades to come.
What do you think that is?
Oh, gee. Well, that's, it's really...
Best case scenario, what would that be?
Well, ultimately, I think in our organization and the community in general, we feel like there should be some considerations for where density is placed and where density is not placed. Our group is focused mainly on the waterfront areas. We believe the waterfront communities of St. Andrews, downtown, even Millville and the Glenwood communities, which all has waterfront areas, is ripe for development now. And without sounding negative, developers would love to put high-rise condominiums around all the waterfront, as there are in most of the waterfront areas in Florida.
What happens when you do that? Let's say we put up condos along the bay in Millville and Glenwood and all the way down to the Panama City Marina.
Well, first and foremost,
let's build a wall of condos.
You certainly block public access.
Sure.
You block public ability to enjoy the beautiful vista and the jewel that is St. Andrews Bay from our waterfront areas. That's the biggest thing. Panama City Beach is a great place, but we know what the condos are like out there. And
might have been one too many.
So
you think? A little bit.
So
the Lake Town Wharf tipped it right over the edge. Yeah. I thought it was okay before that happened.
Yeah. So part of the planning can be to establish where you want that density.
Density is
a good thing.
It's okay.
It has its place.
Mm-hmm.
But that's part of what the planning and part of what the citizen-driven process of charrette will establish is where the citizens want that.
Right. So there's a place for a condo building. It just doesn't have to be a wall of condos.
Absolutely.
And what are the... are there financial repercussions of that to the city with... having to then come back and build more roads or other infrastructure?
Well, again, I don't profess to be able to answer those questions in any detail, but it's just a logical extrapolation that if you bring more people, you've got more traffic and more problems.
Sure.
And
more police and more fire.
The new methodologies of urban planning seem to direct more toward less traffic, and even if there is more people, it's less incentive for vehicle traffic and parking and problems like that are associated with the increased people.
Right. And well, let's go back to your inception really quick. Your group, Panama City Growing Strong, a group of people out of the last Marina project felt they should get together and help educate the public before deciding on another one of these projects.
Well, that's kind of what brought us to all together, is we didn't like what we saw that was happening and could happen to our marinas. So we decided to come up with a positive group that could come up not only to make the city and other citizens aware of what was going on, but also to come up with some solutions that are positive and that people could get together and decide what we wanted, instead of just telling a developer to come in and they'll tell us what we want.
Right, right. You don't want to be just complainers. You want to come with some solutions. That's fantastic.
Right. I'm a complainer.
Yeah. No, that's
I don't
my
come
job.
With solutions. So let me ask you this. Is there something, and this is probably just throwing this at you, but is there something in our area, a feature or something that you guys would like to see that we don't have? That, you know, maybe somewhere in the back of your mind you're going, I really think it would be nice to have a water taxi or a splash pad in the middle of 23rd Street. That might be a little dangerous, but you know what I mean.
A splash pad has been mentioned many times.
Yes.
And that's something that citizens seem to want. And possibly maybe at the marina we could have a splash pad.
But not in the middle of 23rd Street, I would not think. No, that will cause some traffic
that's
issues,
poor planning
I think.
There. Poor planning, Scott.
I think it would probably be poor planning, absolutely.
You know, we have to look back to, you know, the city elected representatives, our mayor and the commissioners, really, I honestly believe they had the city's best intention in mind when they were planning on the City Marina project, and they really did their due diligence in working through the process of the plan as it existed. We're back to square one on that now, and I think that the leaders and the speakers that we've brought in has shown the citizens and the leaders a better way forward, a better way thinking for development for whatever is done at the City Marina. The making the City Marina a revenue positive entity that's owned by the city is a good thing, and we want to support that, but we want to see it, let's say, not done wrong.
Sure, absolutely. Well said. We're coming up on 9:30. We've got a quick break here. We've got a little music. Ross Whitley from News 13 has a little weather forecast. I'm sure he's going to tell us it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
No, I can probably do that for him.
Maybe steamy, too.
Exactly. A little bit of James Brown before we go into the break right here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. And that's Leo Sayer on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Long, tall glasses. I can dance. I don't care how tall my glasses are. I still don't dance very well.
I can't dance.
I know. I've watched you.
Two right feet.
Really? That's got to be uncomfortable.
Two right feet. Wow. That's even worse than two left feet.
However, you need to hook up with somebody who's got two left feet.
Maybe you'll find
a girl
to
buy
with
shoes.
Two left feet.
Yes.
That would be the answer.
And then you can buy. It'll be much easier to buy shoes, but I can't imagine you in heels, my friend.
No. No. No.
You sound like you've tried this before.
No, I haven't. And that's going to get you a buzzer.
Producer, I'm in control of the buzzer, buddy. Producer Brandon in high heels.
No.
It's not pretty. And dancing. That's even worse. Anyway, we should get back to topic. We have in the studio Robert Barnes, Teresa Sheffield from Panama City Growing Strong.
Maybe development would include a nightclub for people with two left feet.
Or two right feet.
Or two right feet.
Or
yes.
Shoe stores. For people with backwards feet, perhaps. I don't know. So what's your current take right now on where we're at downtown? I mean, we are kind of in a
we're in a holding pattern again. We got excited for the project despite the troubles and the the things that were not compatible. A lot of folks did get excited that something was going to happen down there.
Well, we're in a situation where people want to see something happen.
Yeah.
And that might be the most dangerous situation to be in, period, because mm-hmm. people may want something as opposed to nothing.
Right.
And that something could be the wrong something.
Exactly. A lot of folks might have been behind it just because they finally wanted to do something down there.
So that's why Mr. Dover's presentation is so important to the community right now, and for all the community, the business leaders, people that own businesses in the waterfront community, bankers, doctors, lawyers, stakeholders galore, need to come out and hear what he has to say about how the citizens can get together and establish a shared common vision mm-hmm. of what we want to happen in our waterfront communities. This is really the most important time.
Mm-hmm.
As we speak, there are plans percolating. There are projects being discussed and tossed about. They may have not been publicized and won't be for some time, but I...
So what, are there people that have a new take on the marina,
developers? There are entities that want to do
hotel developers.
I'm not privy to details, but I know that plans are percolating and their presentations are waiting to be made. The citizens need to get together to do this. Now, mm-hmm. our communities. Sick of plans.
I know.
Plan fatigue. Yeah. We're plans. We're just sick plans. That's not what we're hoping that Victor Dover will advocate. We're hoping that Victor Dover will advocate a different process that that establishes a community identity and really lets the community know what we actually want for the long term. He describes it on how his the talk will show how city leadership and zoning regulations affect what private developers build, and how citizen-driven designing in public can help keep the rules in sync with the community vision. That's going to be his big focus, is showing us ways and the path forward to establish that. And the important part is to have the city buy into the program, support, promote, be a part of it, and be obligated to the outcomes.
Mm-hmm. Most of our commissioners show up at your events. Is that the case?
We have a fair number of commissioners that have come mm-hmm. to them. Not all of them can always make it. One of the things that is unique about Mr. Dover's visit is we do have individual meetings and conferences planned with the mayor and the individual commissioners on Wednesday. He'll be meeting with them one-on-one independently to get their take and their feeling and to educate them mm-hmm. more in more detail of what these processes can be.
Now, I have had one question for you both times you came, and I just wasn't sure if I had a polite way to ask it. But, I mean, what
this
you
This is what I say. Uh-oh.
you know, you're educating the public, and you're also educating our leaders and stakeholders. If you feel so strongly that our leadership on the Panama City Commission is not educated, why are you not lobbying for different commissioners?
Well, I'm not.
Is that? I mean.
Let me see if
I'm just
I can.
Curious.
Let me see if I can backpedal where I'm at on that one.
Okay.
Because I don't feel they're not educated.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there are. We've learned as we've gone into this organization. We've sought out these speakers to learn from them ourselves. We are not. None of us are experts about it, but we've started researching and learning that there are new methodologies and better considerations for planning that have greater long-term economic benefits to a community. And so if you've lived in Bay County for any time, you mm-hmm. can see that how development has gone and the end result has been not just Panama City, but Bay County in general, where in Bay County, our beach is lined with condominiums, and in Walton County, it's like,
yeah.
bam, done. It's
right.
And what was done in Walton County, in my view, was genius years ago.
Right.
In that they changed the density considerations, mm-hmm. and what that did was bring a quality of visitor and residents to the area, and change the economics of Walton County forever. There is a consideration that we can do something similar in downtown Panama City in our waterfront areas. We don't have to have just volumes and volumes and volumes of people to make it work. We can have people that that appreciate and value the uniqueness of our downtown community. And so development has to follow that uniqueness, that consideration to remain and be unique and stand out from the rest of the place. We can have chain stores or retail stores that are, you know, we can have every, you know, Walmart, Target, and everything else downtown. Or we can have unique, individual, privately owned shops. We can have businesses that are locally grown and locally financed by local financial institutions. And the money and the profits stay in the community and recycle in the community rather than sent out to to corporate headquarters. That's what Walton County has done, in South Walton at least. And I think it's reasonable to consider mimicking some of their mm-hmm. methods.
Right. And they did it with zoning and density restrictions.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So you're just hoping to educate everyone in the community,
yes.
Anyone now in government or that may step up at a future date.
Certainly. And it's not my idea or our ideas. It's the all these international speakers that we've brought in all say the same thing.
Right.
That is the key.
They're
to doing
proven
it,
methods.
Establishing mm-hmm. these form-based coding methods that work and have proven successful, especially in waterfront communities.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, we're listening to The Mix this morning, and we have Robert Barnes and Teresa Sheffield in the studio from Panama City Growing Strong. We've got a vinyl play of the day coming up here in just a moment, but first, a little music from Journey, huh? Little Lights. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station. Music from Journey on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC and Lights. We're going to get our final play of the day out of the way.
Okay.
We're 15 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. This goes back to 1988.
Did you dust it off?
I did dust it
Good.
Off. The album cover is just priceless.
Oh,
it's
wow.
as Daryl Hall and John Oates, otherwise known as Hall and Oates.
Look but, at that 80s mustache that John
it
Oates
It looks
has.
Like it's
That's
crooked.
Great. It's a little off-center,
It
yes.
looks like somebody pasted it on there.
It, looks it does look like a fake mustache.
Really, really bad. Anyway.
That nice black caterpillar on his lip.
Yes, is what it looks like. This goes back to 1988, our vinyl play of the day. This is Everything Your Heart Desires. You're listening to The Mix on your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC.
Never not going to find anyone, no one that's going to understand you exactly the way I do. I think I said it. You still win.
.7 WKGC, that is our vinyl play of the day. Hall & Oates and Everything Your Heart Desires, which is definitely not that mustache.
No.
My heart does not desire anything like that.
I don't know about those haircuts, Hall & Oates from the 80s.
Some crazy hair.
I don't think they were cutting hair. It was just let it go.
Yeah. Sort of feathers. Or
yeah, John Oates kind of looks like he has a chia pet on the top of his head.
He does.
Just kind of growing.
I think it's naturally curly.
It was a wonderful time to be alive.
I imagine that it was.
Did either of you have a perm in the 80s?
I didn't have to have a perm. No. It was beautiful.
I didn't. Did you?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
I remember my sister and my mom coming back with a stinky, permy, smelly thing.
Yeah.
I thought they looked like a poodle.
I've seen pictures of my mom in the 80s with crazy hair.
Oh, yeah. The 80s was great for crazy hair.
Or big hair.
Or big hair.
Yeah.
And now we have less hair. Anyway, talking with Teresa Sheffield and Robert Barnes about Panama City Growing Strong. We've got a few minutes, so you know, give us our last little bit. You have an event coming up.
Yeah, the public event's going to be Wednesday, which is day after tomorrow, and it's going to be at the Bay County Government Center on 11th Street, where everybody knows you go to get your driver's license, pay for your, get your tag, that sort of thing, and it's going to be at 6 p.m. Everyone is welcome. You know, just any regular citizen, business owner, anybody is welcome. It's totally free, no cost. Please come and listen and learn how citizens can be involved in the planning of our community.
Right, especially if, like you mentioned, Robert, if you're a stakeholder, if you're a landowner or business owner,
absolutely,
you really should be here at their meeting to see what this expert says about urban planning.
Absolutely.
Good info for anyone.
This is the way forward for our future in Panama City.
Do you have a website too? If people want to look a little more about
your info. We do. Look at at pcgrowingstrong.org. PC is in Panama City. The word's Growing Strong, all together is one word. .org. You'll learn about our missions, our goals, our visions. There's some other examples of other communities and how they've developed their areas using these sort of things. And there's videos of our previous speakers. We will be recording this event and hope to have that posted up soon for people that can't show up, but we're really expecting a capacity crowd, so come early and get a seat.
What's the cost on that?
Free to the public.
That's
wide
perfect.
Open and free. Everyone is invited. We encourage everyone to come.
Free is always good.
Yeah. Wednesday night at the Government Center on 11th Street.
Perfect. Right at the moment, Tori, we don't have anybody on the show for tomorrow.
So oh, good.
We've
got
to get some work to do.
Goof off.
Okay. I'm good with that. We can do that. You know, Brandon, you'll be here.
I'll definitely be
goofing off. We'll try to get a couple of vinyl plays together, and we'll keep you up to date on that weather forecast. We have another check on that weather coming up from News 13's Ross Whitley coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. Producer Brandon will be sitting in with you from 10 to noon. And we've got Moselle. He's back from a little break.
Mm-hmm.
He's in this afternoon at 12 o'clock from 12 to 3, bringing you jazz in a minor key. And, well, all kinds of good stuff. Check out our website, WKGC.org. Teresa, Robert, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
You know, you're welcome. These seats are nice and warm for you anytime you guys want to come by and talk to us. And definitely want to find out, you know, what we get out of the speaker from that's coming up on Wednesday. And, you know, does he bring us some good ideas for what we can do here?
Well, we're going to count on coming back with good news after this. So.
Of course.
Yeah. Great.
We'd love to
Absolutely.
Have that.
Absolutely.
Like I said, we've got plenty of music coming your way. Another couple hours of great music from the mix. Heart is coming up. I'm giving away Brandon's playlist. and so you've got to play these songs, by the
now
way.
Now you have to play them.
I have to.
Kenny Loggins, some Hank Williams Jr., Hootie and the Blowfish, Adele, and plenty more. And like I said, News 13's weather from Ross Whitley coming your way as well. We are just 4 minutes away from the top of the hour. We'll wrap up this hour of music with a little Eddie Rabbit. Some driving music, driving my life away right here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.